Won't you stay tuned for some more good music?
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. On Saturday, March 16th, the Association of Graduate Students employed by McGill agreed upon an 8-week strike after a series of failed negotiations with the university. With an exam period around the corner, a major disruption is anticipated for students and professors. Dallas Jokic, a member of the association's bargaining team, told the Montreal Gazette that the strike can be prevented if McGill offers them a fair deal. McGill's teaching assistants' hourly pay is around $33, and they are asking for wages that are comparable with those granted by other Canadian leading universities, such as the University of Toronto, where they pay teaching assistants $47 per hour. They are also appealing for their pay to be safe from an annual 3% inflation, increased healthcare benefits, and the regulation of their allocated hours so that they conform with their workload. According to Mario Roy, the president of the association, if the strike takes place, teaching assistants won't be getting paid by the university, but the costs will be compensated by the association's own fund and the members' access to the fund of the Confédération des Syndicats Nationaux strike. If the strike takes place, more than 2,300 teaching assistants will be partaking in it. The association is set to meet with McGill again on Tuesday. The NDG Legion opened its door on March 15th for St. Patrick's Day festivities. Katie Brady has more.
This Friday, locals gathered at the NDG Legion to break bread over a bowl of Irish stew for St. Paddy's Day. Legion President Bob Boutillier wants the community to know the space isn't just for military families.
We've had a Jewish cantor rent this place for various Jewish holidays, particularly family and kids holidays. We've had a Palestinian group rent this place for arts and crafts.
Della Robertson, Sergeant-at-Arms of the NDG branch, explained its connection to the Irish Montreal community.
As you said, we have the initial sports group that come here, meet here, and they have their dinners here. And some people from the United Irish Society has been in the dinners for the Inishville. Okay? So this past year, when they had the head table and everything else, they had the people that were going to be marching in the parade.
Yeah. Robertson said the Legion provides services for vets in need, but to survive, they need a range of community events to make use of the space so it can remain open. She noted several branches which have closed in recent years, explaining that the pandemic was a serious hit to many branches like hers.
Some of my friends says, oh, the building's closed down. No, the building's not closed down. It's really functional.
Boutillier added that many were in trouble before COVID.
The legions, particularly in the cities, were dying out because the culture in the military for 20, 30 years has completely forgot about the legion. So we've got 30 years worth of people in the military that don't even know the legion exists and what it's there for. So there's no renewal of younger people.
As part of the efforts to bring in more young people, Boutillier often speaks at local high schools, and he's inspired by the interest they show. The branch invites anyone to visit for a pint or a game of pool Fridays 1 to 8 p.m. or to check out their Facebook to find out about upcoming meals and events. They hope to open more days a week in the near future. In NDG for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves. Or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And today, what are we listening to today, guys? Sorry, I'm just getting myself situated. This monitor is like genuinely the size of like a small TV, and it just causes me so much stress and anxiety because it's so large. But then I still can't manage to like fit everything like that I need all at one time, you know? Anyways, we're back in school this week. Last week was strike week for a lot of students. Also just heard that grad students at McGill are going on strike, but that's about how much they're getting paid as teaching assistants. And I'm sorry, TAs at UFT are getting $47 an hour? $47 an hour? And usually when you're a TA, you have like one class. That's crazy, in my personal opinion. All they do is sit there and then they help the professor grade papers. and answer emails. And most of my professors were like, actually, don't email the TA because they have a life. Email me instead. And I'm like, so what are they here for? But that's not the point. Today, we have a really random hour. I wrote in the episode description a completely random yet slightly political hour. So we're getting a little political at the end. But let's be realistic. What isn't political in today's day and age? So sorry if people are like, oh my God, I don't like politics. Well, everything is political at this point because everybody is self-serving and it causes problems. What else do I have to say? What do I have to fill you guys in on? It got really cold. I'm honestly not loving it because it was really nice and warm. And then all of a sudden it, like, is now really cold. And I'm like, oh, this happened overnight. Like, I'm not really here for it, you know? But anyways, I feel like that's enough talking for me because I don't really have anything to say other than just to talk. Getting us started in our very random hour. The first three songs of tonight are Seasons in the Sun, remastered by Terry Jacks, Wheat Kings by The Tragically Hip, and La Zigizon live by Talk. So, let's get you guys going with Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. Tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere. See them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. Gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. All our lives we had fun,
sundown in the Paris of the prairie. We kings of all treasures buried, and all you hear are the rusty breezes pushing around the weather vane, Jesus. Zippolighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. Besides, no one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. 'Cause if you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We
au Québec, c'est très important de parler en français. Mais c'est plus important de chanter en français. Oh, la fontaine, vous ripez si tu poissons, ainsi que sans raison. La fontaine est profonde, je me suis coulé à fond, vas-y que zon, zin, zon. Vio, vio, va, vio, 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 fin, femme, femme, femme aussi, et la petite, tin, tin, rigolée, ah. Zon, c'est pas te clé, tout lié, tout lié. Zon, c'est pas te clé, tout lié, également. Zon, c'est pas te clé, tout lié, tout lié. Zon, c'est pas te clé, tout lié, tout lié. La fontaine est profonde, je me suis coulé à fond, vas-y que zon, zin, zon. La fontaine est profonde, je me suis coulé à fond, vas-y que zon, zin, zon. Paris City Repass, so cavalier baron, as he goes on and on. Vio, vio, va, vio, 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 fan, fama, 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 si, vio, la, bon, tin, 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 l'inolea. Sans pour te clé, tout lié, tout lié. Sans pour te clé, tout lié, gaiement. Sans pour te clé, tout lié, tout lié. Sans pour te clé, tout lié. Paris City Repass, so cavalier baron, as he goes on and on. Qui donneriez-vous belle si je vous triais du fond ainsi que son zinzon? Fio, fio, va, fio, 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 f
Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's chat about the three songs that we listened to. And then actually I'm going to spice things up a little bit and we're going to do a bit of a different format because I have some things that I need to say that have been ruminating in my brain for over a week after a 5-hour conversation that I had with a friend who came over for dinner, and she got there at 6:30. I think she left at 2 a.m. That's how long the conversation was. Well, there's a few friends there, but they left that late because we had a lot of things to discuss, and I'm going to share some of those with you. But anyways, we started off with Seasons in the Sun Remastered by Terry Jacks. The remastered version was released in 2015 on a joint album called Starfish on a Beach. The Puppy Family and The Hood are the other bands on this album. Terry Jacks is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and record producer from Winnipeg who is known for the song that we just listened to, which he first released in 1974. Then we had Wheat Kings by The Tragically Hip. The Tragically Hip released this song in 1992 off of the album Fully Completely. And they were a Canadian rock band formed in Kingston, Ontario. Then we had La Zigaison by Talk. Now, it was originally released, this song was originally released in 1983 by La Bottine Souriante. I couldn't find pronunciation for the band name, but I think that's correct. A Canadian folk band focusing on traditional French-Canadian folk music. The one that we just heard comes from Festival d'été de Québec last summer. And it was performed by Canadian singer and songwriter and musician Talk. We're going to listen to four songs next because the last few songs that I have to say, I have some things that I have to say. So the next four songs that we are going to listen to are When the Night Feels My Song by Bedouin Soundclash, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf, Superman's Dead by Our Lady Peace, and then Insensitive by Jan Arden. So let's get you guys going with When the Night Feels My Song by Bedouin Soundclash.
I'm on the rocky road, heading down off the mountain slope, and as my steps echo, echo louder than before, another day is done, say goodbye to the setting sun, see what I found, turn back to the ground, just like before.
is my song. I'll be home. I'll be home.
long till you break. You're happy cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary's just not good. King Y. King Y. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. It is me once again. It's me. All right, so those four songs that we listened to, we started off with When the Night Feels, My Song by Bedouin Soundclash. Bedouin Soundclash released this in 2004 off of their album called Sounding a Mosaic. They are a Canadian band based in Toronto with a sound that is a combination of reggae and ska. Then we had Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf in 1968. Steppenwolf released this off of their album called The Second. They were a Canadian-American rock band formed in LA, but the lead singer, keyboardist, and drummer were formerly members of the Canadian band The Sparrows. Then we had Superman's Dead by Our Lady Peace. This is off of their 1997 album called Clumsy. They're a Canadian rock band from Toronto. And then we had Insensitive by Jan Arden, which was released in 1994 off her album Living Under June. She is a Canadian singer, songwriter, author, and actress, with Insensitive being her biggest hit to date. Okay, so the next four songs that we have come from three different artists. One is a collab song and the other are individual artists. Now, all of these artists are Palestinian, of Palestinian descent in some way or another. Both were actually spent time in Palestine. But before we get into that, I have something to say for the people who are going to be like, oh, I don't want to hear about that. Like, I don't want to listen to these songs. Like, it's political, whatever, whatever. I'm so sorry. But if you think that you get to, like, be like, oh, this stresses me out. Like, it's too political. I don't want to get involved. First of all, you're one very privileged human being. Because, unfortunately, we all have to get involved. And second of all, you're probably old, which is honestly great for you that you've lived your best life. But just because you're old doesn't mean that you can't get involved and you shouldn't get involved, because unfortunately, the way our society works is that age gets more respect the older you are, and the behavior to not get involved and not do anything in whatever the issue may be, whether it's the environment, something local in your neighborhood, something that you care about, is just so self-serving, because you could be using your voice to benefit the people that you will inevitably leave behind, because that is biology. We all die at some point. But not only is it just selfish, it is selfish, and it's such self-serving behavior, and the self-serving behavior of individuals and humanity, corporations, governments, and society as a whole is literally the downfall of our existence and what will inevitably lead to the death of the floating rock that we call home. And this is backed by science, because we have reached the tipping point in the climate crisis with people's desires to own planes and fly, and countries wanting to continue making things and continue exporting and continue to use up non-renewable resources and produce fossil fuels that we have known for years are bad for the planet. So self-serving behavior like this is what is going to kill us all. And I'm sorry, but if you're somebody who maybe you're in your retirement or you're approaching your retirement and you think, oh, I'm done with that, like I would like to, you know, live out the rest of my days very peaceful, that is a very privileged thought. And think about the fact that there are probably generations younger than you who will never get to experience that. So your desire, your self-serving desire to do nothing is just ridiculous. You're leaving behind a worse place than what you were given. And maybe your life was hard, but things are only getting harder. Things are only getting more expensive. People in their 30s and even older cannot afford to get an actual house. People can't afford to send their kids to school. Oranges are like $7 in Iqaluit. People can't even afford that. And you would like to do nothing simply because you feel that, oh, I'm old and I would like to live a peaceful existence. While the peaceful existence may not be possible for people younger than you. So it would be nice to think that maybe people could be stop being so selfish and do something with their privilege, whether that is privilege of age, privilege of gender, privilege of race, privilege of money, whatever it may be. Please do something, because we only have one planet and it's dying, and things are, I'm sure if you keep up with the news, things are a little tense, not only across the world, but in the United States with the whole IVF embryos being given the rights of a human, and if they die, it's considered murder, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and the whole, oh, we can pass a TikTok ban, we can write that bill and pass it so quickly, but when things that have been stuck in the levels of government for years that actually will do something of meaning, they're floating around there, and something such as so trivial, such as a TikTok ban, gets passed, which you might be like, oh, it's just social media, it doesn't have to do with anything. TikTok is what a lot of activists in Palestine and in other places of the world that may be experiencing immense injustices, occupations, and etc. use to circulate what is going on, because otherwise we would have no way. Because the media that you read, the newspapers that you read, what you listen to, everything has their own bias. So you're never getting the full story. But anyways, to sum this all up, please, for the love of God, if you're old enough that people would actually listen to you if you voiced your opinion, please do something and leave this world a better place than it was and stop being so self-serving, because that's how we've gotten into such an absolute disastrous state, not only in the climate, but in terms of humanity itself. Anyways, that's a preemptive ramble to the next four songs. We're starting off with a song that is called Olive Branch, or Goshen Zaytun in Arabic. That means olive branch, by Eliana. Then we have From Gaza with Love by Saint Levant. Then we have, okay, I had to look up the pronunciation for this, but I think it's pronounced Daira by Saint Levant and MC Abdul. And then we're going to have Mama A, also by Eliana. And then I will circle back with you. We're going to play an ad. We're going to listen to those four songs. And then I will catch you on the other side. Let me just figure out what ad we're going to listen to, guys. What are we listening to? We're going to listen to the Eventco ad. Okay. And then we're going to circle back and listen to those four songs. So I will catch you guys on the other side of the ads and the music.
Got the music in my face.
Cigarettes After Sex. Live in Montreal. X's World Tour. Bell Center. Saturday, August 31st. Get tickets now at Eventco.ca. The brand new album, X's, is available everywhere July 12th. For more, visit cigarettesaftersex.com.
Autobeat. Yeah. Best in electronic music.
Let me know when you push that record button, baby.
Thursday nights, yeah. 7 to 9 on CJLO, 1690 AM.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Now you know you're the baddest motherfucker around here. I don't care.
خلصي فيكي والقلب مشلوح
like you are here in the West. I know I've been away, but I'm coming back home. No need to stress, baby. All I know, all I know, all I know is to be false leaning, to always rep where you come from. Except when you're online at the customs. Told her she can meet me up in London. She let me cause I came from Gaza with love. But I feel like it's always the way back. From Gaza with love. Gaza with love, baby. فلسطين عسنساز وبنت بلادي عجباني. فضلكم احكوا مش سامع. Continue à parler, on vous entend pas. Pa, 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 pa. Continue à parler, on vous entend pas. Pa, 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 pa. Continue à parler, on vous entend pas. Pa, 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 pa. Continue à parler, on vous entend pas. Pa, 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 pa. Continue à parler, on vous entend pas. Somebody tell Bella Hadid, let's change out to Abd al-Hamid. Now I'm gonna come off too strong, but still I'm Falahi, I'm planting the seeds. Yeah, I can get you what you need, but I hate it when the texts go green. Do you miss me or did you leave, baby? Came from Gaza with love, but I feel like it's always the way back. From Gaza with love, if they had it the way, we would never go back. From Gaza with love, baby. فلسطين عسنساز وبنت بلادي عجباني. فضلكم احكوا مش سامع. Continue à parler, on vous entend pas. 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 Continue à parler, on vous entend pas.
right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases, and let's run through those four songs that we listened to after the ad and my rant before we close it out. We started off with Olive Branch, or Rose's a Tune by Eliana. This was put on Spotify on March 6th of this year, but it's from her performance at the opening of the El Gouna Film Festival in Egypt. This song is titled Rose's a Tune, or Olive Branch, for a reason. She's a Palestinian-Chilean singer-songwriter who was born in Nazareth, an area of Palestine that has been occupied by Israel since 1948, when Israel disregarded the 1947 UN partition plan that they quite literally signed the year before, and invaded and conquered lands that belonged to Palestine. This song speaks to the occupation and a desire for peace, or an olive branch, if you will, for Palestine. If you don't understand the lyrics because you don't speak Arabic, I'm with you on that one, and I definitely recommend that you Google it. Up next, we had From Kazo with Love by Saint Laurent. He released this in 2013 off of the EP also titled From Kazo with Love. He's a Jerusalem-born Palestinian, French, Algerian, and Serbian multilingual rapper and artist. He was born during the Second Intifada and spent his childhood years in the Gaza Strip. In 2007, him and his family were forced to flee to Jordan, where they resided for about a decade before coming to the United States. Then we had Daria is how I think it's pronounced, by Saint Laurent and MC Abdul. They released this as a single in February of this year. This song is a peaceful tribute to the people and the culture of Gaza and performed in traditional Shabi Arab music style. Daria is the name of the hotel that Laurent's father actually built with his mother in 2000 when they moved to the Gaza Strip. The word means kabash, or the old city. This hotel was an architectural marvel, literally made out of mud because cement couldn't survive on the beach in Gaza. In 2014, four children were murdered right in front of the hotel by an Israeli rocket fire. And 3 months ago, the hotel was destroyed by the bombs that are being dropped by the Israeli occupation forces. The last song that we had was Mama A, also by Eliana, and she released that in 2023 as a single. I will see you guys next week. I will be here. I know what's the date of next week. Yeah. There will be a show next week. One final thing that I have to say that is related to my rant before. If you are someone who thinks that protests, whether they be university students protesting tuition hikes and the right to education, whether they be Palestinian protests, whatever form of protest that they may be, if you think that it is selfish and that it is a disturbance, I suggest you get off your high horse, because you are likely engaging in the self-serving behavior. If you think that people trying to make a difference and to better the world is selfish, then I'm sorry to say, but you are part of the problem. And if you didn't enjoy being called selfish as a child, then you probably wouldn't enjoy being called selfish as an adult. So I recommend that you check yourself, get off your high horse, and have a look at yourself and what you're doing, because I'm sure that there are some selfish behaviors in there. And for you to criticize the people who are trying to make a difference and who have to live in the world that older people have created and the world that they are continuing to destroy is selfish, you are 100% part of the problem. And honestly, I don't wish you the best. I really hope that you check yourself and realize that we are not trying to make life harder. We are not trying to make you late for your meeting with our protests or with our demonstrations, or ruin your night of watching the Oscars because the stars were late because of protests. We're trying to make a difference because we will have to live in this world long after you. And we can already see the results and the consequences of the actions of people like you who may be older and retired, and the people who came before you, and the governments of your times and the politics of your times and the decisions of your times. So that is all that I have to say. And I will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal, quite literally 24/7. This has been Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your host, Sam. And I will see you guys next week.
I guess if you were there, you would have picked up. Or maybe I'm the last person in the world you'd probably want to hear from right now. Hi. I just wanted to check to see if you're doing all right. You know, we still care about you, right? We just want to make sure that you're okay. I know things didn't necessarily end well between us. Doesn't mean that I don't care. I do. I want to see you do well. And, well, anyways, please call me back when you have the chance. It would be nice to talk. I do miss talking to you. Please let me know you're okay. Okay? All right, talk soon.